Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothengel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't we clear it up?
I said, start with the phrase, pants on fire. Change one letter to a C, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, three letters, eight letters, that might be used to clarify a statement. What is the phrase?
Well, if you drop the P, add a C, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell for instance.
All right, Ian, on December 11th, 1972, just before 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Apollo 17 landed on the surface of the moon. It was the final mission of the Apollo program that began in 1961 and included 1969's Apollo 11, the first manned space mission to land on the lunar surface. Apollo 17 was up to that point the longest manned spaceflight and spent the most time in lunar orbit. To commemorate the final Apollo mission, this week we've got questions about the number 17.
Okay.
In its August 1953 issue, the magazine 17 published a poem titled, "And Summer Will Not Come Again." After almost 50 submissions, it was the first piece the magazine published by what author, who would achieve greater fame with later poetry collections and her 1963 novel, The Bell Jar?
Sylvia Plath.
That is correct. Edge of 17 is a 1982 hit song that appears on the first solo album by what singer-songwriter, who recorded it between sessions for her band's 1979 album Tusk and their 1982 album Mirage?
It's Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks is correct, yes. Jersey number 17 was retired by the St. Louis Cardinals in 1974 in honor of Jerome Dizzy Dean. Dean was included in a poem titled "Lineup for Yesterday, an ABC of Baseball Immortals." Playing on Dean's penchant for mangling the English language, the stanza reads, "D is for Dean, the grammatical diz. When they asked who's the tops, said correctly, I is." Who wrote that poem, also known for his line, "Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker"?
I think I'm stumped here.
Yeah? That is a poem by the immortal Ogden Nash.
Of course it is.
And Ogden Nash inserted himself into the poem "Lineup for Yesterday" with the verse about I. I is for me, not a hard-hitting man, but an outstanding all-time incurable fan. The 1953 film Stalag 17, about a group of prisoners of war who suspect one of their group is an informant, was nominated for three Academy Awards. It won only one, when William Holden took home the Best Actor statue. Holden's acceptance speech is one of the shortest on record and consisted entirely of what two words?
Thank you?
That's all he said was thank you. And finally, element number 17 on the periodic table is chlorine. First synthesized in 1630, the gas was confirmed to be an element and not a compound of other elements in 1810 by Sir Humphrey Davy. Davy took the element's name from the Greek word chloros, meaning a pale shade of what color?
Green?
Yes, that's correct. I was going to say that it also gives us the root of the word chlorophyll. Write a poem about us and send it to quiz@wamc.org.
Or take 17 seconds and check out this week's extra credit questions at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Stevie Nicks. That's Stevie Nicks. Change one letter to an L, and you can rearrange the letters to spell the six-letter name for things you often find in a kitchen drawer and a five-letter word for what those things can do. What are they?
Mike Nothengel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
See you in 17 days.